Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? Feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord. It's you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning, this afternoon, I'm sorry, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Come on, enter in right now, whatever it is, whatever you're going through right now, I want you to just release it all over to God right now. Hallelujah, just release it. Hallelujah, lift your hands up, amen. Open up your hands and release it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I want you to understand and know that God is still able. He still sits on the throne, amen. Hallelujah, come on, come on, enter in, believing on today so that you can receive. Oh, come on. Oh, come and let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joyfully to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joyfully to him with psalms. For the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his. Amen. For he made it. And his hands form the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God. Pouring in, oh Lord, and we just want to say thank you, Father God. Thank you for the pouring in on today. And with all faith we receive it, oh God, but we ask that you increase our faith to receive the miracle that's already working on the inside of us. But we ask in Jesus' name, oh God, that you'll bless us and those in our family that are traveling on today or will be traveling. Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercies to and from our destination. Oh, Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over us right now, over our homes and all that's in our homes, over every vehicle, form of transportation that we or our family members or loved ones may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in and around about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building a place, everywhere our feet may tread. We decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rise up against us in judgment you shall condemn. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are the head. praying, if you receive that prayer for yourself, shall it be unto you according to your faith. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I was so glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. How many are glad on today? Amen. Even in this 2 o'clock hour here in Houston, Texas, or wherever you are, just being grateful and thankful that we're still here. Amen. Knowing that God has kept us. We're still here, even in this hour, in this new day. We thank you, Heavenly Father. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Welcome, church. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We welcome everyone with the love of Christ on today. We thank you all for being here with us. Amen. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas, with senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tywin Manning, our minister on the roster, Minister Learn Green. Amen. We welcome you all. Welcome, welcome, welcome. May God bless you and keep you. Amen. If it's your first time here with us in Sunday service, we want to pray for you, pray with you. We want to personally welcome you.
What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white as snow. No other found I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Yes, there is power. Jesus shed, he shed for me way back on Calvary. All the blood that gives me strength from day to day. Give me strength.
It will never lose. Amen. Lord, we thank you that we can partake in communion at this time. The Bible says in the book of Luke, chapter 22, verse 14 through 20. Hallelujah. When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And he took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, this is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to you now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we can enter in communion at this time. We thank you that your word says in 1 Corinthians,
know that he is able.
I know that he is able. Sure.
And you know, I can't find any words to say. You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey. Matthew chapter 17, I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17, the Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus, and he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples, and your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him, and immediately the boy was cured.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We have come to the message part of Sunday service. I pray y'all is ready to receive on today. I want us to understand the word of God is the word of transformation. As we receive it on the inside, it transforms us. Amen. And we become new creations in Christ Jesus. Amen. So who I present to you at this time. Welcome the Holy Spirit of the living God to have his way in this place, in your home, in your heart, so that you can receive. I present to you no other than our senior pastor, man after God's own heart, a man that is ready to pray, a man that receives a word from God, is obedient to the calling that's on his life, a man that takes care of his family, wakes up early to be diligent in his work, to be the head of his household and the priest of his home. I present to you my husband, my handsome, anointed husband that God has appointed for my life, Pastor Dorsey Manning. God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for God and for being our everything. You know, just for being our leader, you know, being the head of our life, the one that gives us, you know, life and gives us, you know, that ability to live life in him. So I just thank God for every single one of you, you know, who are here in Sunday service with us. Thank you, Apostle Tawanika, my beautiful wife.
Amen.
You know, I thank you so much, you know, that for your warm introductions. You know, but all honor and glory goes unto God, our Father, who is the head of my life. You know, and this is the reason why we are here. And I think I thank God for this opportunity. Amen. Let us pray before we enter into anything. You know, let us pray. Father God, we thank you. We thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give to us each and every day. We thank you, Father God, for new mercies, new grace, for time, for giving us a chance to be close to you, giving us the time and giving us a chance to be in a more intimate relationship with you. We just want to thank you, Lord Jesus, for your presence and thank you for your power. We pray, Father God, that there are anointed ears here today, that there are anointed hearts here today, that they will receive you, not so much my word, Father, but your word. Let thy will be done in every single one here today in your name, Lord Jesus. We pray that you allow scripture to interpret scripture all on its own, hallelujah, for us not to add our views to it, think about what we think about and guess at it, neither for us to hear what you say, Father, and just don't let it take root in us, for us to take away from it. Every single unclean thought, every single unclean desire, every single unclean spirit that showed up today, we rebuke you right now in the name of Jesus. And we say you go in Jesus' name, for you're not welcome here. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray, and the whole body of Christ do say amen. Amen again. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles with you, hallelujah, I would like for you to go over with me to the book of Colossians. We'll be reading here from the book of Colossians this afternoon. I'll be reading from the King James Version, the New King James Version, the New King James Version. But most of the text today will be read from the New Living Translation. Same place, Colossians, but I'll read it. I'll read a few verses from the New King James, and then I'll read here from the NLT, the New Living Translation. Hallelujah. We'll start right here with chapter one, and verses 26 and 27. Colossians chapter 1, verses 26. And 27, and I'll start reading this from the New King James Version. It reads here, 3, which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. 27 reads, to them God will make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Now let's go over here quickly to the New Living Translation, the NLT. I'll read the same thing for let's understand, you know, what we just read here. The New Living Translation, it reads here, 26, it reads, this message was kept secret from centuries and generations past, but now it has been revealed to God's people. 27, for God wants them to know that the riches and the glory of Christ are for the Gentiles too. That means also. Uh-huh. And this is the secret. Christ lives in you. This gives you assurance of sharing his glory. Now, for a place of a topic for us to, you know, to follow, I title this The Truth About Grace. The Truth About Grace. Can you remember the time, you know, in the day in your life, you know, for the first time that you realized the powerful grace of God in the middle of your mess? Do you remember? Do you remember, you know, possibly how old you were, or you know, if you don't remember how old you were, do you remember that time when you just realized that you were experiencing the love of God right there in the middle of your mess? Oh, yes, every single body at one point in time in their life was messed up. I mean, you were a messy person. You were messy, full of evilness, full of ungodliness, wicked thoughts. I'm talking about wicked ways. You were not in the body of Christ. You were a person that was living for self, selfish desires. You had selfish needs. You did things all according to how you wanted to do them. You lived how you wanted to live. But in the middle of all your mess, God met you right there, and you experienced the grace of God right there. Can you remember that time? That time when you was aimed to do wrong, but here it is, when you had a plan to do all that you wanted to do and do wrong, here God showed up right in the middle of your mess, and you couldn't do wrong. You made a decision to do right because there was something, there was some powerful spirit or some powerful force that took all of you, and you just couldn't do it. You couldn't do that. That was the time right there, possibly, when you made a decision that, you know, this goodness that just came upon me, this goodness that just interceded, that just stepped in between of me and my mess, have caused me to want to change. I want to experience that all the time. This might be the time where you decided to give your life over to Christ. This might not be the day that you gave your life over to Christ, but this might be that time and that place in your life where you made a decision that you were going to give your life over to Christ. Somebody say amen. Amen. Here it is over here in the book of Colossians. Let's understand that there's a lot of revelation, you know, that's in here. There's a lot of understanding. There's a lot of knowledge here in the book of Colossians. See, Colossians was a letter, the book of Colossians, it was a letter that was written to the church of Colossae, and it was written by Apostle Paul. Let's understand what was going on here. See, Apostle Paul We are to believe that he was in prison. We are to believe that he was in prison, you know, with a few other believers that we know. And I'm to believe, you know, there was a few believers there. I think Mark may have been there at the time, and Luke may have been in prison with him at the time. And you know, a couple other that was there, you know, that was in prison with him. And he's writing this letter to the to the church of Colossae. What Apostle Paul was wanting them to understand is where their focus should be, where your focus should be. You know, just like this letter that he wrote over to the book, wrote over to the church of Ephesians. You know, the Ephesians, you know, if they, and yes, they were, if they were to be a part of God's body, if they were to be in the body of Christ, you know, they focus on the body. I mean, that's one place that I like to go to is to the book of Ephesians, because, you know, it tells us, you know, how to be strong, you know, in the word of God, you know, how to put on the whole armor of God, you know, to protect our bodies, to protect our minds, you know, to protect our loins, you know, to protect our whole self, to walk in this truth of who you are. So if they were, you know, to be a part of God's, to be a part of God's grace, then surely the Colossians were to be, or to known to be, a part of God's grace, because they were the church that focused on not so much first the body, but they first focus was on the head. Amen. So here it are. We are here in the book of Colossians. You know, and you know the Colossians, you know, they had an understanding, which is the same understanding that we should have, is to focus on the head. Who is the head of your life? Do you understand the truth about grace? Hallelujah. We're right there when you was in the middle of your mess. See, you had to understand that the things that you were thinking about right then, and you know the thoughts and the desires that you had in your heart, and whatever spirit, and we know that spirit that stepped right in there, you know, he became you followed that spirit, is what I'm trying to say. You listened to that spirit, you yielded to that love, you yielded to that grace of God, and that was a right decision for your life right then. And also we know that was the right decision for whoever was mixed up, tied up, tangled up in that same mess that you were in. That was the right decision for them too. Maybe they are still there in that mess, and maybe you have been delivered, but even still you can be a living Episcopal, just like this book of Colossians. You know, Apostle Paul, he writes this letter. He wants the Colossians to be a living Episcopal of who God is, who he is, who grace is. Amen. For that same person that you was in that mess with, you know, they can see you and read you like that Episcopal. If God had changed you, I was there with you in that mess, and I might be still in that same mess. But I know if he'll change you, he can change me.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say focus. Focus on the truth about grace. Do you know the truth? Hallelujah. Do you know the truth about Jesus Christ? Do you know the truth about what he has already done? See, Jesus Christ is the truth. If we will go over and understand what he was saying over in the book of St. John, chapter 14, he said that I am the truth. He said that he was the way, that he was life. Hallelujah. So do you understand that this truth, that this is truth, that Jesus Christ, see, he was still alive then amongst the disciples at this point in time, but we need to understand where we were, where we are at right now. See, where we are at right now, we are living in this age of grace. We are living in a new covenant, in a new dispensation, knowing that Jesus Christ has already won. He has already defeated Satan, and here it is. He has made it available for us to believe in him and enter into this same grace, going from glory to glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The truth about grace. Do you know the truth? Hallelujah. Your focus. As Apostle Paul was writing over here to the church of Colossians over here He wants you to focus on this. If you don't focus on anything, church, focus on that Christ in you.
Amen.
Christ in you. Let your mind be right here when you're in the middle of your mess.
Jesus.
That Christ is in me. See, he says over here in his word, not my word, but his word.
Yes.
This is what the word of God says. The word of God says over here in 26 and 27 in the book of Colossians, chapter 1, what he says right here is that this is the secret.
Mm-hmm.
This is the secret that's revealed in you.
Amen.
This is a secret. So if you don't understand, you know, that the mysteries of God is for you to know the will of God that Christ is in you.
Amen.
That's what your focus should be at. Anything that you think about this first. Who is the head of your life?
Yes.
That's Christ that's in me. Anytime that you want to take a step to the left or take a step to the right, think about this. Christ is in me. Because when you think about Christ that's on the inside, which is the mystery that will be revealed to the whole world,
Amen.
You will make the right steps because he is the head of your life.
Amen.
See, he delivered you from your troubles. He delivered you from your mess. And now you are being a living epistle. You are being a witness to who God is, Christ in me. That's your focus. That's your focus. Any thought that you can ever have, think about that, Christ in me. Anything that you might want to ever say, think about that, Christ in me. Anytime that you want to disagree with your brothers or your sister, your husband or wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, coworker, neighbor, when you want to get enter into that place of quarreling and battle, see, think about this first, Christ in me. The grace of God. See, this is the truth about the grace of God. The truth about the grace of God is in you, and it's to be revealed to the whole world.
Amen. Yes,
that was the mission of Apostle Paul. And I'm glad that we are talking about Jesus Christ. We're talking about grace, and we're talking about grace through this letter of Apostle Paul. Now, let's understand that Apostle Paul was, he was the persecutor of the church. So do we understand that? See, Apostle Paul, you know, was a high-ranking Pharisee. He might have was one of the high-ranking Pharisees there. He was a persecutor of the church. See, he was a keeper of the law, rules and regulations and religions and all these other kind of stuff, you know, that was going on. See, he was a keeper of it. So anybody that who was proclaiming to believe in Christ, anybody was to break the rules
mm-hmm.
or the regulations and things that were set, you know, by the law, that he would kill them or would persecute them or they were beaten or thrown in jail or one of these things. So look what we're talking about. We are talking about, he was Saul at the time. We are talking about a man that was a keeper of the world's law. A keeper, faithful keeper of the world's law. And here he is now preaching this word of grace. Now, he is the apostle of grace. He's preaching this. So how many times do you think that his focus may have gotten in to a place to where, you know, he may have questioned, you know, I want to talk practically. You know, Apostle Paul, you know, being you know, in the body of Christ, but then when he would meet up with those very ones that he persecuted,
mm-hmm.
and he's preaching this word of grace to them, hallelujah. How many times could his focus, you know, his focus could have been off? How many times could, even if he wasn't in the presence of those ones that he's persecuted, you know how sometimes you get all by yourself and you start to think about those things that you used to do. Think about those people that you used to do. Yeah, I said it right. Think about those people that you used to do. When you think about those places that you used to go. When you think about all of the things that you used to be involved in, your mess. How many times can your focus be off instead of focus on Christ in you? Hallelujah. This is the truth. The truth about grace. There's truth here. Let me read here, NLT, Colossians chapter 1, Colossians chapter 1 and verses 15 through Oh, Lord, help me. 15 through 20. Let's read this. It reads here. Oh, my, hallelujah. Let us back up a little bit. Let's back up here to 11. Colossians chapter 1, verses 11 through 20. Let's read here from the New Living Translation. It reads, we also pray. This is Apostle Paul. He says, we also pray you will be strengthened with all the glorious power so that you will have the endurance and the patience you need. May you be filled with joy, always thanking the Father. He has enabled you to share in the inheritance that belongs to his people who lives in the light. Somebody say, I live in the light. Hallelujah. 13 reads here, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear Son, who purchased our freedom and forgave our sins. 15, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything was created and is supreme over all creation. 16, and through him God created everything in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made the things we can see and the things that we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, and authorities of the unseen world, which is the very thing that we experience, you know, in our mind and experience in our heart. Anytime that you hear voices, anytime that you have visions, anytime that you have, you know, things that you may not have seen, but these things pop up. See, these are the things that you cannot see, whether they, you know, whether whatever position that you're in or whatever you're going through. See, God created all things. All things was created by him. And 17 reads, he existed before anything and holds creation together. Now, this is important for us to understand this here when we're talking about the truth about grace. See, the truth about grace, that Jesus Christ is grace. Jesus Christ, you know, he is the one that was there in the beginning. He is also the one that was there when all of the mess was going on in your life, and he is the one that be there when it's all over with. Hallelujah. This is the truth about grace. Let's read 18 in the New Living Translation, Colossians chapter 1 and verse 18. It reads, Christ is also the head of the church, which is the body. Now, he is the beginning, supreme over all who raised from all he raised from the dead. So he is first in everything, my Lord. For God in all his fullness was pleased to live in Christ, and through him God reconciled everything to himself. That is including you, church. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth by means of Christ's blood on the cross. We're going to read 21 and 21 here, and we're going to really look at this. 21 reads here, this includes you who were once far off from God. You were his enemies, separated from him by the evil thoughts and actions. My Lord, my God. How many, hallelujah, how many evil thoughts are you involved in right now? How many evil actions that you are applying to your life or possibly even someone else's life right now? How many times do you look at a person and you cast that judgment of they ain't no good? Good for nothing, so and so. Oh, they're going to hell in just a few minutes. They're going to bust hell wide open. Or they this and they that. Or I can't believe them for this and can't believe in the dead and trust them in this. As if you don't remember when you were that same person. See, that's the reason why we like to judge others for they mess, because we remember when we were in that same mess.
Mm-hmm.
So many times we want to judge the man or the woman that's on the street. See, you may not have been on the street, but you may have been doing a whole lot of lying and a whole lot of cheating, a whole lot of stealing, a whole lot of killing inside your own dwellings or your neighborhoods. You may have been doing a whole lot of gossiping. You may have been doing a whole lot of this. See, that may be a prostitute over there on the street. But see, you may have been the prostitute in your neighbor's home, been the prostitute with somebody else's husband or somebody else's wife. So you may have sold yourself out to be able to get those things that you wanted or you desire. But we want to cast judgment on somebody that's going through as if God has not delivered you from those things. See, this is the truth about grace. See, the truth about grace is you need to understand that God has given his life up for not just those that believe, but he gave his life up for the whole world, believers and unbelievers. Jesus. You have to make the decision that you're going to believe and receive him. Mm-hmm. You make that decision. Colossians chapter 2 and verses 8, it reads here, don't let anyone capture you with empty philosophies. And these are the empty philosophies and high-sounding nonsense that came from human thinking and from spiritual power of this world rather than from Christ. 9 reads here, for Christ lives all the fulfillment of God in the human body. So you also are created through your union with Christ, who is head of everything and ruler and authority. So let's understand this here, church. Let's understand this. There's so many times that, you know, that here we are. We're talking about the truth about grace. That's what we're talking about. There's so many times that we will just accept what somebody says. See, we are saved by grace. So now that you are saved by grace, you are to live because he is the head of your life. Mm-hmm. You are to live by his word. You are to live by his love. You are to live by his knowledge. And mm-hmm. You are to live by understanding of his word, of what he is saying to you. Christ lives in you. Let's read 11. 11 reads here in Colossians chapter 2. It reads here, when you came to Christ, you were circumcised, but not by physical procedure. Christ performed a spiritual circumcision, the cutting away of the sinful nature. 12, for you were buried with Christ when you were baptized, and with him you were raised to new life because you trusted the mighty power of God who raised Christ from the dead.
Amen.
See, this is the truth about grace. This is who you are.
Amen. Yes,
this is who you are. Though you may be still going through something right now in your life, see, the truth about grace is that Christ is in you. See, this is the first thing we need to understand. And if you're not born again, if you're not baptized, if you're not filled with the Holy Ghost, that don't mean that it's not available for you. It means that you have not made the decision to believe and receive him yet. Let that be today. Let you be born again today. Let today you confess that he is your God in whom you trust. Let today you have that confidence in his grace, in his love, in freedom in him. Let that be today. Hallelujah. Trust in his mighty power. Hallelujah. I want to ask you a question here, and Pastor, you let me know if I get to running out of time. You know, I don't want to run out of time. You let me know here. I want you to ask yourself this question. How do I worship and please God? How do I worship and please God? That's the first question I want you to ask yourself. Second question is, what is it about you that is so important that you have been saved? Or what is it about me that's so important that, you know, I have that opportunity to be saved? Or I am already saved. Question. And the third thing that I want you to ask yourself is, when is it time to make a decision? When is it time for you to make that decision about whose spirit is going to take over you? Take over your mouth, take over your mind, take over your heart, your hands, your whole body. Let's deal with that. Let's deal with the first question here. How do you worship and please God? Well, if we understand over here in the book of Colossians, you know, what Apostle Paul is writing here to the church is you are to understand that worshiping God is you first believing in what he has already done first, receiving him into your life. This is the will of God for you receiving Christ. This is the truth about grace. This is how you worship God. You first believe and receive him and, you know, and know that he is the head of your life. When you are baptized, when you are born again, when you are filled with the Holy Ghost, and then follow him. See, the feet don't lead the head. See, we are the church. We are the body of Christ. Whenever does the body come before the head? Even when you was born into this world. See, the head came first, and then came the body. So this is the same is for us. If Christ be the head of our lives, we follow the head. See, this is how we worship God. We follow the head. See, the first response is to acknowledge his presence. See, we acknowledge the presence of God. This is the first response. Hallelujah. Just acknowledge his presence. And the second thing for us to do is to produce the fruits that are on the inside because Christ in us. We are important to God. He saved us for us to be a living example, and that is the second question. It's important that you represent Christ in you. And the third thing is how we deal with the third question, when is it time to make a decision on spirit? That time is when you are in the presence of people. So you can go in the corner and pray 12 hours a day. You see, if we are to be overcomers, see, you have to have something to overcome. The best way for you to grow in grace or to grow in Christ is for you to be in the presence of people and let Christ in you be revealed to the whole world. The truth about grace. My prayer is today for you, church, when we wrap this up, that you first know that grace is in you. Grace is a person. He's in you. Acknowledge his presence in every single thing first, and you will be all right. Every single thing will be all right. Acknowledge his presence. My prayer that you understand that sin has already been dealt with. So don't you worry about sin. I'm not saying, you know, just keep on sinning, but don't you worry about those sins of the past. Those things that you're in right now. Neither do you worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, because Christ in you, he's already defeated sin, nailed it to the cross. This is my prayer for you. My prayer for you, church, is that the peace of God, that it shows up for you to understand this, church, that Jesus Christ, he made peace between heaven and earth. And you make that decision. This is my prayer, that you make that decision that heaven be revealed in you. Because you follow Christ.
and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I pray that you realize that you are free. You are free to love. You're free to joy. You're free to peace. You're free to flourish in the fruits of righteousness which Jesus Christ has made available. And know who the Son has freed is free indeed. And for you to free those other ones that you may be holding on to the evilness or the wickedness that you may have been involved in with them, free them. That's the truth about grace. That's the truth. Live in grace. Follow the word of God to the letter. Be righteous. There's no prize in just being right. Being right has nothing to do with being righteous. To be righteous, that includes forgiveness. That includes mercy. That means that you're not right about the things you know that's going on. That means that you give mercy. Hallelujah. That's my prayer for you. Father, we thank you for every single word that you have spoken on today. We thank you, Father God, that our hearts were able to receive you. We thank you, Father God, for grace, for Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God, that we are no longer a fear-filled man. We are a grace-filled man or woman. We are full of grace, full of truth, because you live on the inside of us. We plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all of us right now and over every single thing that's concerning us. And we say all is well with us and our home. And it's in your name, Lord Jesus, that we pray. And the whole church do say amen, amen again.
Amen.
Amen. The doors of the church are open. If you have heard this message today and you are encouraged to be changed. And I'm talking about, first, I'm talking to the ones who have not been born again. And that's your desire today. Will you press one? Will you press one? You heard this message there and you realize that, okay, I thought I was disqualified, but here it is. I just heard that God has made a way for me, so I am qualified. And you want to be born again today. Well, will you press one? Apostle Dominic and I will help you to pray the prayer of salvation. Hallelujah. That was the first thing we said, you know, first believe and receive first. Yes, if you're online, call in 845-277-9213. Then press 1, and we'll help you to pray the prayer of salvation.
Yes,
and for all others who are already born again, that may be going through some things in your life right now, whether it be with sickness or diseases, whether it be with thoughts or depression or anger or whatever it is that you may be going through, financial provisions, will you press 1?
Mm-hmm.
Will you press 1? Will you bring it all over to Jesus? See, you have a right, a blood purchase right, to come to God about anything.
Yes.
But see, God wants you to ask. Not that he don't know about it. He wants to know that you're going to put him first if he is the head of your life.
Yes,
see, I'm talking to the saints now. You're a saint.
Yes.
You're in Christ. Will you come to Christ in prayer? Hallelujah.
Yes.
If you're looking for a church home, will you come? Will you press 1? Apostle Talonique and I, we would love to disciple you. We would love to be the shepherd over your lives, you know, to teach you, to feed you, not about worldly things, but the things pertaining to life and godliness, which is Christ Jesus.
Yes,
we're going to do that through the eyes of the Holy Ghost, of the Holy Spirit.
Yes,
will you press 1 if you believe that this is the church for you?
Yes,
wherever you are,
mm-hmm.
Will you press 1? Hallelujah. God's name be praised.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God for the word that went forward. I pray that every virtue that left your body, Pastor Man, that
yes,
God will restore you to overflowing, that you may be that God will continue to use you mighty. Amen.
Yes.
That you will never run dry. So I ask for God in the name of Jesus, let him receive fresh oil, fresh anointing of God upon his head. Let his garments remain white with you, Heavenly Father. We just want to say
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And it's in Jesus' name we pray that we bless you. To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen, amen, amen. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have those today, please send them over to Pastor Chantel, the Cash App, and our Zelle is 832-989-3649. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord God.
Yes.
We thank you for your goodness, oh God. You are the giver of all good things, and your word makes clear that every good and perfect gift comes from you. We ask that you accept these gifts and use them, hallelujah, to your glory. May these gifts bring shelter to the homeless, comfort to the sick, rest to the weary, and hope to the hopeless. Just as you multiply the offering of fish and the loaves, hallelujah, that were freely given for others, we pray that you would multiply these, our offerings to you, and accomplish with them more than we could ask or imagine. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give freely, not from compulsion, for there's nothing that we could give that would that could match and matches your glory and majesty and the great gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and of the Holy Spirit, which guides us and leads us daily. Amen. All we have is yours, Heavenly Father, and we ask that you would use us and all that we have as you will in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Our announcements for today. Today is December the 4th, Sunday, December the 4th, 2022. Amen. First Sunday of the month. Amen. Our announcements are as following. We have the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We have senior pastors, Pastor Dorsey Manning, and Apostle Tawanika Manning. Our minister on the roster is Minister Lauren Green out of Illinois. Amen. Mondays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. If you're having problems logging in or calling in, you can also log in through your computer, even on your phone. You can Google the website, blogtalkradio.com/thepreachandthepastor. So again, that's blogtalkradio.com/thepreachandthepastor. Amen. So if you're having problems or your family are having problems dialing in to the number, you can also log on. Again, that is at www.blogtalkradio.com/thepreachandthepastor. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. On Wednesday nights, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then on Sundays, we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. So please join us. Amen. Hallelujah. We're looking forward to what God is going to be doing in the new year. So we do have, starting in January, we'll start our street ministry. We'll start that going out here in Houston, Texas. We are preparing for third Saturdays of the month. So if that changes, we'll let you all know. But we're gearing up to go back out to the streets to minister, to bring what God has given us to give out there in the street. So if you're not here in Houston, Texas, you can still be a blessing to the street ministry by making any donations or offerings, and we'll be happy to receive those so that we can be able to utilize those to be able to be a blessing in the community. Amen. All righty. And then also next year, beginning in February, we will start back up with our Saturday schools. It will be every Saturday. It will not be every Saturday, but one Saturday out of the month. We're looking at first Saturdays of the month to have our Saturday school. Again, we will get in touch with everyone to make sure that days line up where everyone can be able to be a part of it. Amen. At least the majority can. Amen. If you miss it, it will be archived, so you'll be able to go back and listen to any Saturday lessons that you may miss, and even with Bible study as well. Amen. So we look forward to that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We want to celebrate you on today. If it's your birthday or anyone that's having a birthday the month of December, we want to pray with you and pray for you here on the line and wish you a happy birthday. So if you would press 1, we do know our daughter is turning 17. Victoria will be 17 on December 17th. So we are looking forward to celebrating her on that day in a mighty way. Amen. We're so grateful for our children. That's such a blessing. But if that's you on today or anyone, we want to wish you all a happy birthday on today. We pray that God will continue to bless you and keep you and favor you. We pray that God will bless you with long life, good health and strength, wholeness and newness of life. Amen. The favor of God will be upon you all the days of your life. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. If there's anyone celebrating the wedding anniversary this month of December, please press 1. We want to congratulate you, one, in your union. Amen. And bless you in the name of Jesus. Pray for you and pray with you. To anyone that's celebrating the anniversary this month of December, we pray that God will continue to bless your union, bless you all with long life together. May you live not one day apart. Amen. We pray that God will increase your marriage in love, peace, patience. Amen. And the favor of God be increased upon your marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's in Jesus' name that we bless you, that we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We're so excited, and we bless you in the name of the Lord. That does conclude our announcements for today, December the 4th, 2022. At this time, we're going to release the pastor's blessing. We here at the Gospel Public Ministries, Senior Pastor Dorsey Manning, Apostle Tawanika Manning, and Minister Lauren Green, we bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be, amen. We bless you to be able to be an encouragement to others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. We bless you to have God's people around about you all the days of your life. Amen. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and that we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory. Amen. I prayed it. We were all able to get something out of that. Did y'all get anything out of that?
Yes.
Blessing today. Holy Spirit was really moving in this place. And, you know, I just thank him. Let's thank him. Now made a God of peace. That brought again from the dead our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And the whole church do say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God bless you. May God keep you. Stay in the word of God. Do read the Colossians. Colossians is not a very long book. It is a very important book. If you want to know practical things, what to do in your life, Colossians, the book of Colossians is a number one place. One of the number one place I think that believers in the body of Christ should study. So read the book of Colossians, get it for yourself. Any translation is okay. Remember that. Remember that Apostle Tawanika and I, we love you. We can never love you more than Christ loves you. No matter how hard we try, Satan has already been defeated, nailed to the cross, hallelujah, stripped of his power. And you have that power through Christ Jesus because Jesus Christ is Lord. God bless you, and may God keep you.
Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all.